They wanted to experiment with adapting it to function in a cell phone. Oliver knew that some expensive cell phones already had certain locator capabilities. They had maps and even a tracking device, so someone else could pinpoint your location. According to Jessica, she and Carter had been able to customize their basic cell phones with GPS features. Then their curiosity took them further.
We wanted to concentrate on something new.
We thought instead of plotting out a physical destination, what if you could program a GPS chip to locate a chronological one? Said Jessica. Chronological? Oliver wrinkled his eyebrows. That means time. Wait a minute. Time travel? That's nuts. I mean, how is that possible? Well, our theory is based on the science of matter and the laws of motion. Jessica scribbled something on a pad of paper, and the belief that other points in time, like past and future, don't necessarily exist in sequence, one after the other, but in a kind of parallel space. Here, this equation shows... She looked at Oliver's clueless face. Jessica explained that because light has to travel such long distances from space to Earth, we in the present can watch events as they happen in the past. Oliver's head ached. It still didn't make sense, but they had to find Carter. This device works. Jessica held up a cell phone. We've been there, to the future. A few days ago, they had tested the devices just for a few minutes. First, Carter had dialed a predetermined number that pinpointed a specific time and place. Then, the special GPS chip, interacting with the cell phone signal, did the rest. Jessica stayed behind to monitor Carter on the computers. Then they had switched roles. But then Carter got that call, and now he's gone, said Jessica. That means either someone, from the future, obviously... accidentally dialed him. Or someone did it deliberately to bring him there. We have to figure out where that call came from. I know a way. Oliver swiveled to face the computer. The McBrides belonged to a family wireless plan. All he had to do was pull up the records. There it is. Oliver pointed to the last incoming call. He scribbled down the odd-looking number.